8. Complaint, claim, and arbitration.
投诉、索赔与仲裁。
2. The quality is poor. Henry is calling Mary to make a complaint. Listen to the conversation and answer the following questions.
Hello, what can I do for you?
I'm calling to tell you that there is something wrong with the goods we received.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What happened?
It's the quality.
Could you tell me the particulars, please?
We ordered first-class goods, and the quality, specification, and price were clarified in our contract. But the inspection result indicated that 1/3 of the goods were not up to standard.
Really? The goods went through a careful examination before they were delivered to you?
I'm telling you the truth. The quality is poor.
Sorry for the trouble. We will do everything we can to figure things out as soon as possible and inform you of our solution.
Thank you for your understanding.
Don't mention it.
3. Dispute resolutions. Listen to a passage and fill in the blanks.
Some companies and industries offer programs to settle disagreements between buyers and sellers. Mediation, arbitration, and conciliation are three common types of dispute resolution. In mediation, both sides involved in the dispute meet with a neutral third party and create their own agreement jointly. In arbitration, the third party decides how to settle the problem. In conciliation, the third party meets with both sides separately in an attempt to resolve their differences. Request a copy of the rules of any program before making a decision to participate. You will want to know beforehand if the decision is binding. Some programs do not require both parties to accept the decision. Also ask if participation in the program places any restrictions on your ability to take other legal actions.
6. Complaint and claim. Read the following passage and do the exercises. Complaints or claims made by one company against another are normal in international trade. On executing a sales contract, both the seller and the buyer must abide by the terms and conditions of the contract and strictly perform their respective obligations. If one of the parties breaches the contract, the other may run into trouble or suffer from great losses. In this case, the affected party can either request the defaulter to apologize and make sure that such things do not happen again, which is known as complaint, or request that they make up his losses according to the relevant provisions under the contract, which is called claim. Claims are usually raised by buyers for great loss, for example, loss caused by non-delivery or delay of delivery, wrong dispatch of goods, shortage of weight or quantity, inferior quality, and improper packing, breach of contract. However, sellers may also raise claims against the buyer for non-establishment of LC or breach of contract. Different causes of loss have different ranges of responsibility, so different parties will be liable for claims lodged. If the seller breaches the contract, which incurs loss, the seller will shoulder the responsibility, and the buyer should raise a claim against him according to the contract stipulations. If the buyer breaches the contract, the buyer will be responsible for the loss sustained, and the seller should claim with him on actual case. If the loss takes place during transit, it is the responsibility of the insurance company or the shipping company. It should be noted that claim must be lodged within the term of validity stipulated in the contract. If overdue, you are not entitled to do so.
7. Discrepancy and claim clauses. Read the following passage and do the exercises. Discrepancy and claim clauses are usually stipulated to guard against the quality, quantity, or packaging of the goods delivered by the seller not conforming to the contract. In addition to stipulating that if any party breaches a contract, the other party is entitled to lodge a claim against the party in breach discrepancy and claim clauses also include other clauses. There are mainly proofs presented when lodging a claim, the amount of money claimed, and the effective period for filing a claim. Proofs clauses stipulate the relevant proofs to be presented and the relevant authority competent to issue the certificate. The proofs should be complete and clear, and the authority should be competent to issue the relevant certificate. Otherwise, the claims can be refused by the other party. Period for claim refers to the effective period within which the claimant can make a claim against the party in breach. If overdue, the party in breach can dismiss the claim. The following is a sample export claim form.
Vocabulary. New words.
Examination.
Astonishment.
Scratch.
Demonstration.
Unpack.
Moldy.
Brownish.
Particular.
Clarify.
Inspection.
Dispute.
Resolution.
Disagreement.
Mediation.
Arbitration.
Conciliation.
Jointly.
Beforehand.
Restriction.
Inconvenience.
Respective.
Obligation.
Breach.
Defaulter.
Provision.
Inferior.
Liable.
Lodge.
Shoulder.
Overdue.
Entitle.
Conform.
Competent.
Claimant.
Dismiss.
Auditor.
Breakdown.
Subsistence.
Eligible.
Refund.
Allowance.
Replacement.
Precaution.
Proper nouns.
Dublin.
VAT.
Port office.